Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good morning.
Good, how about you? You guys having snow again? We're back at it here.
There
Oh,
was
really?
rumors of it for the weekend, but I haven't seen anything yet today. I don't know. Hopefully.
Oh. Yeah, I guess I wasn't too surprised when Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow. Is that as big a deal outside of Pennsylvania as it is here? Like, do people care, or is it just a Pennsylvania like thing?
I mean, it
Well,
pops up in the headlines.
I didn't know that there were like local groundhogs that are in competition, because I only knew Punxsutawney Phil like from the movie. Like, I didn't know there were alternatives. I only know the official one, I guess, but it doesn't surprise me that there would be all the like local versions of this.
Well,
Somehow that makes
Julie was
total
telling me
sense.
that.
Oh, Julie says there's a Durham one or something. I guess it wouldn't make sense for like a small town in the middle of Pennsylvania to determine whether the rest of the, country is going to have such
It
morbid serenity or not.
makes as much sense as groundhogs, right?
All right. Well, I think we're more or less all here. Jakob and his family are sick, so he's not going to be joining us. I don't know about Ian. We'll maybe ping him in a few minutes if he doesn't join us, but in the meantime, and yeah, I don't know if anyone else saw, but David can't join us either, so alrighty, so Tara, do you have anything you want to go over with the crew before we start updates?
Most of it's for David, so probably not super helpful for the people here. These are what I have. The first one, IL Dev 264, I believe this one's about close manually. And I was just wondering what the status was.
Kurt, have you it looks like you finished the first it looks like you finished the ticket that you were going to have Jakob review.
Correct.
Okay, so are you able to pick this one up, or are we like
Yeah, I can take a
or
look at that one. Probably starting today. Jakob did assign me a new one related to the directory, but I can also take a look at the SL and PSF too.
okay, that would be fantastic. This, I think ZFL has filed like multiple tickets kind of related to this, like a couple of scenarios where this would be helpful. So, Tara can correct me if that's wrong, but this would be a priority, I assume, for you, Tara.
And I think you're right. They have multiple tickets in there where we've been like, maybe we could just use close manually to fix this. And now we have that workaround from Ian, but that's just not sustainable for staff on the ground at all these libraries. They just submitted a new one that I'm wondering if we could just use close manually for. So yeah, this one would be great. Thanks for picking that up.
Okay, and then what else? I'm looking at your chat
Yeah,
here.
the next three are for David, so I can follow up with him. The only other one that I think maybe this group I would ask about is ILL Dev 271. So this is more of a heads up. So like we talked about last time, there's going to be four new Sunflower tenants that are coming. David still needs to deploy them. Once they're deployed, we think that there's going to be something for Jason to do. So I don't know if this needs to be like scheduled in advance, or if it's okay to just leave it hanging out until the DevOps ticket is complete.
Yeah, so Jason, this is one that you had talked to us a little bit about, where you're like there's like a lot of like little fiddly tests that you run, and it sounded like you knew what like what that involved. So I told Tara it didn't need to be a very robust ticket, but if you need more details here, let
No,
us
I
know.
understand. It's just the usual dance. There's a new release, and we need to make the Reshare UI compatible with the Folio packages from that release.
Okay.
So yes, I can look at that soon if that's better. I'm just
So
trying
it's
to get like
blocked.
it is.
Yeah, so we don't have the tenants for you to do this yet.
Was fine. It doesn't need specific tenants. Like the UI is fairly independent of the back end.
Oh,
And
okay.
then Reshare is also quite independent of the Folio modules. And so really it would just be whether, okay, like maybe the UI users thing wouldn't run properly, but I can see if I can actually build the package. I can do most of the work now, basically.
Oh, sweet. I had no idea. That's awesome. Yeah, that would be amazing. They're
Okay.
trying to test in March, and so I'm just sort of like, yeah.
Yeah, and since I'm away for a week in the middle of February, and I'm away for another week in March because shenanigans, probably good for me to have it kind of
That would be
handled up
awesome.
front. All
Sweet.
right. So I'll do
Thank
that
you.
sooner than later. But a couple of little things first, but yeah, that'll be like the next thing.
Thanks, Jason. I put it in, these sprints don't really mean anything, but I put it in your like active view, just
Thanks.
so
That'll make it
that
convenient to see. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
that's really what they mean to me is like these are the general things that are should be on your immediate radar. And that's useful as far as that goes.
Yes. Okay, well, Tara, if you end up needing like another, or if you want to come to like Tuesday's call with David or something, if that's needed, let us know. But if maybe some of this can be handled with him directly.
Yeah, I'll just message him. I'll just DM him.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Anybody need anything from Tara before she goes? All righty. Thank you.
Awesome. See you later. Bye.
See ya.
Here.
Okay. Jason, since we're looking at yours right now and just talking to you, maybe we can go with an update from you. What I have from Jakob is that you're continuing to port reshare UIs, and he's looking for an update on that, and that he notes that you should report any missing functionality in the API so Giannis can address it.
You mean like I have been on the channel? But yeah, so
Yeah.
that's happening. And yeah, I would like to put some of it up, but whenever I'll just stash most of it and clean this little bit up. So I even separated it into tickets and stuff now. So I'm trying to do the first one. And I always find another thing. It's like, oh, but I could like it's mostly in a place where I'm just gonna be like, fine, this is what it is. Just so we can get something there.
Yeah, it sounds like that's like the I guess like getting something there so that we can find out what else is missing is kind of the
No.
yeah.
There's a ton of stuff that we know is missing. I could
Yep.
there's several more weeks of tinkering I can do before no, like I got lots of stuff to do that's already fully known. It's not a matter of discovering other stuff missing. It's just that we can at least have something so there's a UI that you can see what's happening on the back end of this. So it's more of a overall system.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So that's going just fine. It's just muddling
I'm
through all
slow.
of the things. Yeah.
Yeah, there's just a lot. There's just a lot. It's the UI is not great, and so it's no, I don't have time to rewrite this. But I got to change a lot of it. But then, do I just comment this out or delete this? And then it's just a trillion little decisions. I'm trying to be practical, but it's still. I don't know. Maybe not my
Yeah.
strong suit, but I'm getting there.
Yeah.
No, that sounds great.
I'm gonna put that up, and then it sounds like maybe I actually should pivot at that point to pause for a sec and poke Cetaphil stuff and just get the UI working with Cetaflower in general.
Yeah, get something like that's in a usable state and then switch over to this before like tackling some of those other UI things. Is that
Yeah, before continuing on, basically. And so it's like that way Jakob can see something and feel somewhat reassured that I'm not just making this up, that it's real, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I think that makes sense. Especially like you said, since you're going to be out for a couple of weeks, it might be good to get ahead of this after getting the at least like being I guess like Jakob's goal is for me to be able to start testing like the returnables like workflow. I think that makes sense.
Yeah. But there's still stuff, but yeah. Hopefully
Well,
the Sunflower thing is not a big detour. We'll find out.
yeah. And it sounds like I've seen a lot of activity like on the Reshare Dev channel that you've been like messaging about. So I assume like you have what you need from Giannis and Jakob.
I mean, not all of it yet, but like it's an ongoing thing. So that is unfortunately part of what's weird about this is that it's not like we have everything figured out and we know exactly what we're doing and the back end is done and I just have to make a front end that uses those APIs the way they're meant to be used. No. We have part of the stuff down in the back end and we kind of want to start getting something on the front end, except most of the rest of it is in there. The directory has like none of the fields in it right now. And we're not quite sure how it's all going to fit together. And of course, the front end, like the UI code, has like all the stuff from Trove and Zfl and everything all kind of intertwined in this sort of somewhat of a rat's nest of a UI. And so it's like, how much of this do I even want to keep? And then we're going to need a lot of this later, but none of it works right now because that part's not there yet. Okay, well, just do this part over here. It's interesting, but it's fine. We'll get there. And we're already making progress as a result, and this has been fruitful and this communication and it's all good.
Okay, well, that sounds
So
great.
on the
Yeah, go ahead.
ticket, I noticed that well, I don't know which ticket, by the way, but on a ticket, I noticed that Jakob suggested that I should put this branch instead of on just a branch of the OLF repo, that I should make a new fork on the index data GitHub instead of on the OLF GitHub. Okay, I guess. But is there really a reason we don't want the OLF or the public to see that there's a V2 branch happening that's turning along? Like, I don't know. I don't mind doing that. I was just going to do it, but like, since we're talking about it, I may as well put it out there. Is that easier or harder for you, Ian?
You're talking about putting it on the index data Jira. All the cross-link
GitHub.
reshare2 stuff is on the, yeah, excuse me, the index data GitHub. So in that sense, it's easier for me if it's all in the same place.
Okay.
I don't think I'm not, I'm only speaking from, convenience. I'm not sure why that was done in the first place, but that's fine with me. I think, yeah, probably should make it public at some point. But I think all those are private right now, is that the case? Except for cross-link.
Well, the stuff on OLF is public. So if I just pushed
Well,
out the branch like I was intending to, it would be public.
right, I
Wouldn't be much
understand.
use to anyone,
Okay,
but
yeah.
yeah. So I was just wondering if like is that like intentional? Was that just sort of thought of? Maybe it was thought of from that perspective of just like, hey, it's convenient because cross links there, we can just have it all in the same whatever. But I wonder if we thought about that. Is that weird politically? I don't know. It's Git. We could easily move it around, so it's not really a big deal. I don't either way, but.
Yeah, I have to imagine that like once it's like in a more useful state, that we would put it in the public OLF space. But like maybe just while we're working out all these kinks, like, and for convenience sake, we have it in the ID Jira, or sorry, GitHub.
Okay. So that, yeah, but it'll just take me a few minutes to figure out how to navigate that, but that probably won't be a big deal because yeah, it gets very flexible that way. Okay, so I'll do it that way.
All right, thank you. I assume Jakob had a reason for asking, so but you can also ping him if you want to talk more about it, but
I wasn't even sure I was going to mention. I just did on the whim.
yeah.
It seems like it's
Okay.
broadly not a problem, so whatever.
Okay. Anything else, Jason, that you want to talk about?
No, I should just get back to it.
Oh, okay. So Kurt, what is going on with you? I'm trying to look at Kurt, or Jakob asked me to ask you about syncing up the directory schema with the latest changes in the
I
broker.
just kind of started looking at that yesterday afternoon, so I don't really have anything much to say about it. But basically, the idea is that we will take the changes that were made to the schema in the broker and apply them to what we have in directory currently. So it shouldn't be too crazy. And I guess will give us more of a workable schema we have now.
I mean, do we like the way we're doing things in directory? Because like that the reason I didn't put all those fields in there was because it would make it more annoying to change stuff.
I guess if we wanted an alternate, we need to come up with something, but
Okay, sure. Let's just do it.
sorry, what fields are you talking about? That like, or
most of
what
them.
are most of the fields that who like, I guess I'm not sure what the question is.
Right now, the directory doesn't have many fields because we were still trying to decide like fundamental things about it that are still not really decided. And I was thinking that
It might make sense to make
we've
decisions before doing
right
the,
before.
yeah.
Okay, if this is the way we do a field, then we have to change the three that are there instead of having to change the 30 that we've add. But okay, we have LLMs now, so they can help with that kind of stuff. So I guess, but it's a little. But I think after I split things into separate files and stuff, that it's probably okay. It's probably organized enough that it can withstand that relatively okay and not make too much of a mess. So but like things like we never had that discussion decision how we want to handle say vocabularies. There's going to be those. We had this idea vaguely that we're going to put some kind of settings in directory, and I know Adam put some of the nzip stuff, and I didn't look how I've yet to actually see how that manifested in the broker version, but for the UI part of the settings, it was going to be interesting to like you'd want to be able to know which things are settings because instead of I do really enjoy the fact the way we have it set up now where the settings are kind of their own thing that we don't have to explicitly make a UI for every little field. that a lot of them are just kind of generated based on here's a list of settings. They'll just render a text box for each of them kind of thing. That whole sort of stuff. And so since we haven't talked about or implemented or decided even how that's going to go, we may need to kind of move things around a lot or whatever later. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like we
Whatever.
never really had the discussion about the shape the directory is. Like we kept on just kind of avoiding that actual and we never gave it any time really. It's like it just kind of happened.
There's always some other priority, right?
Yeah.
So,
But I
at
guess
least
this
this way
is
we can use it.
Yeah,
So
it's this a
let's
way
use
forward. Might be not be the best one, but it's something, right?
it. Yeah, it feels like a little bit again, like we want to be able to like see it in action and then like I guess tackle things that still need to be adjusted. Like it is kind of a, I don't know, just get something like bare bones up and then fix things. But I'm not sure if that's the most efficient, but maybe it's just good to get something going and go from there.
It all seems a bit dysfunctional, but yeah, I guess we can muddle through. Got us this far.
I guess I'll let Jakob know that this ticket for ZFL is kind of a priority from Tara's perspective. And so I don't know if that is something that could just be if this could be squeezed in and then like pushed out of your way so that you can just work directly on the directly on the directory. More focused on like the directory, but
Yeah, let me try
I'll
to see if I can get that taken care of so we can help them out and then maybe we can get some more attention to the director to that.
okay. Okay, and do you have any other updates or questions or anything you need me to ask Jakob about?
No, I mean, usually if I have to get with Yakov, I'll just wake up early. So.
Okay. Thank you, Kurt. Ian, how are things going for you? I have from Jakob that you're working on these reshare two and that you can work with Adam to verify NSIP integrations and he'll fix anything that needs to be fixed if needed. Does that mean things to you? Do you have any updates?
Sure, yeah. So I created these environments and deployed NSIP and made a directory, which I think represents how you wanted NSIP to be described there. And I guess I'm not exactly sure what Adam and Giannis need. I just kind of pinged them here to say, here it is.
Okay. Yeah, I see your comment. Okay, cool. I think that's I until you hear back from Adam on like what if anything is working or not working, like that's all that can be done there, I think. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
What
and
else
then
is there?
we decided to create a release for ModRS. I'll do that. I think I'll probably have to figure out those missing dependencies to do this. I should do that. Yep.
Okay,
Which
well,
is probably just as well for just generally being able to build stuff.
Right, yeah, we can't build ModRS right now, so. I guess that's a priority.
Yes, that makes sense. I mean, Trove isn't clamoring me for this release, so don't feel too
Yeah,
like.
it's not a lot of work or anything like that, and the other thing just needs to be fixed, like that we can't publish because we have these old versions of Kaint Web Toolkit or whatever. So I need to put those on one of our own repositories and point stuff around. And then this 7004, yeah, is not a lot of work. So I'll just do that after the build is fixed.
Cool. I have a couple questions for you, Ian, so sorry in advance.
No, right.
So I had a note on my calendar that the Trove prod Postgres update was happening today, but then I looked at the ticket and it says it's done. Is that accurate?
No, that's not accurate. Maybe I moved the wrong one.
Okay.
The trad one.
Yeah,
Yeah,
this.
okay. Set that one back to approved. There you go.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so this one is supposed to happen today during the day so that it's in the middle of the night. And if you can, I'll check in with you or you can whatever. They asked me to let them know when it was done. So I just want to be able to
Okay.
send an e email before the end of the day.
Okay.
So n not again like not pressing necessarily, but if you can just let me know. I just was like, I saw it said closed and I was like, wait a second, like
Whoops.
I didn't hear
Yeah, that's my
anything.
fault. I was trying to clean up a bunch of tickets at once and I probably misread the title. Okay.
Got it. Okay, cool. Thank you. And then I have a question, or I'm w wondering if you could take a look at this. They've messaged me yesterday asking if we had any update on what's going on with these not working. And I don't know if you
Is
want
this, oh, emails? Yeah, I can look
to.
at this. Maybe I'll do that after the database update.
Okay, that would be fantastic. If you need help testing, let me know. I tested again yesterday in T6 and still didn't get an email. So I think it's still generally problematic, but they essentially like Trove let Koval know that they're wondering if they need to like send a message out to all of the libraries and tell them
No,
that this is a problem. And I was like, oh,
let's fix
let's
that and
yeah.
yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you. And then this is kind of a question for you, but also kind of a question for Jason, maybe, is about ebook ILL tenants. Let's see here. Sorry. Shit. Okay, yeah. We talked about the ebook pilot a little bit last time, but like the gist is that they really want to be able to use the mod DMS file upload that we created for Trove, but as we know, this was created for Trove, and so it's not been tested in any of the regular reshare environments. But I was wondering if it would be possible to install the mod DMS module into these reshare 217 environments. And also, it's not in East West. I know it like I don't know, like it was a special thing for Trove, but I think there's a lot of desire for it across a couple different projects. So it's this ebook ILL pilot, but we also are having some conversations with setting up a test environment for Orbis Cascade, who are considering using Reshare, and they also are interested in the mod DMS file upload. So I just didn't know if you and Jason had any thoughts about like the feasibility of that.
So Jason, the UI interactions with mod DMS are in UIRS, is that right?
Yes, but I
So
can't. So yeah, I don't know what gates them. Like, I don't know what causes it to decide to show that action or not.
right, but it would have been added in 219, or it would have been added in Trove's reshare version, you know,
Yes,
much
yes.
up. So, So, Mallory, I guess the answer is no, not without updating their platform. Can we add ModDMS? So we can't clone and then stick ModDMS in there because we need to update the UI platform as well.
Or I could backport that part of the UI, but then that's extra dev time, so.
I mean, I think the real question here is like what we're targeting as a go live thing.
Well, this is the pilot is very like early. It's still like early phases. Like I don't expect that we would give them mod DMS until we update them officially in prod to whatever we're doing next, hypothetically reshare to. So
Okay.
it's more like they just want to like play with that and see like what. Like a lot of places don't have like necessarily the like an article exchange workflow, which is how Minlink comes up with those URLs that they supply copies with. So this it's nothing that we would do like I don't think this would be like and then we would just apply it to prod or any or like require an upgrade outside of like what we're doing as a complete picture, but it's more like an interim, they want to play with it and there's nowhere to play with it. Because we
Yeah, I
could,
mean,
you know, maybe we could put it in like north south or something and give them like access there instead. But I, you know, it's the same thing at the end of the day.
yeah. Well, I could try to, see what would happen if I just UIRS and see if I can get a consistent build and then come back with modifications if I need them. Anyway, this just may require some, some massaging of old releases. That's all. So
Okay,
like
so
backporting stuff and making changes so make sure it works with all the Stripes dependencies and stuff like that.
I think I think if we can try it, great. If it turns into like a giant headache, then I can take that back to Seb and just be like, you know, do is this like worth like derailing everything else that we're doing right now.
I would be tempted to deploy a more modern tenants in this namespace then because it feels kind of weird to be working on new functionality in sort of old software. But
Agreed. And less forward porting of things. So then it might actually be worth doing a brief QA or like getting east west kind of ship shape so that and seeing that basic things work because they're supposed to. We tried not to break it, but like we didn't really. Yeah, there's been very minimal testing of the usual workflow in 2.19. So even just a cursory run through on that would be kind of nice before we dive into setting up a bunch of stuff with 2.19.
Yeah, so
Just
maybe
to
we'll
understand how broken it is or not.
test. Yeah, so maybe that's a good idea. Test this on East West, and then I can clone those tenants and then update them to master in this sort of area. Because, yeah.
Well, East West is our master.
Right, understood. But the ask here is to clone some tenants out of Palsy into this ebooks development
Oh, I
namespace.
see. Hey, clone those tenants.
So
Okay, yeah.
those would I
Yeah.
could clone those and then update them to parity with East West or whatever. So,
And then maybe we'll learn that actually 119 works pretty okay and it'll go smoothly and we should upgrade everybody.
Yeah, and I can give them all of the like, you know, this isn't an exact replication of your production tenants, like, you know, yada yada yada. Like we're not gonna, you know, I can give them all of that rundown, but if we end up moving forward, but am I right? Like then the first step will be like it's easier to deploy mod DMS and the UIRS updates to East West because they're already on a 2.19 version. We'll test there, and then if it works or with some slight modification works, then we would create these test tenants on a similar build as East West.
Right.
Okay. All right. Is that accurate? Is this a good enough for you question to know what we just talked about? Okay. Thank you guys. That's really helpful. This ebook pilot is kind of a wiggly thing. So and it's kind of like getting there's a lot of like horse before the cart type things going on with it, and so just trying to keep it somewhat organized. But I think that was all my harassment for you. It was a couple of trove things and an ebook ILL thing. Is there anything else you want to talk about, Ian?
No, not particularly.
Okie dokie. I think that's everything that I had. Anybody else have any topics before we go? All right. Thank you, and talk to you soon.
All right, bye everyone.
Alrighty, thanks,
Bye.
Sean.
Okay. See you.